When I caught up with local pilot Andy Greenblatt last week, he was grounded.
I'm outside with a sledgehammer and a rod and driving down a tie down. So let me just take a couple more swings here and I'll have this thing all the way in. Perfect.
Greenblatt owns Shadow Aviation. He says 85% of the flights he's contracted to fly are paid for with state and federal dollars.
We work for Forest Service, BLM, Park Service, Fish and Wildlife Service, Fish and Game, DNR.
For nearly a decade, Greenblatt has flown with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Randy Brown.
I do mostly migration research in the Yukon River and some other drainages in northwest and northern Alaska.
Brown is in the midst of a long-term study on a species of whitefish called the Bering cisco.
It's harvested in subsistence fisheries, and it's also the target in a commercial fishery right now that got started a few years ago and markets to people in New York City. So it's the first of the whitefishes I'm aware of that has an outside market.
He says high-end restaurants are clamoring for the fish, which they like to serve smoked. But no one knows how many Bering cisco there are, where exactly they spawn, or how valuable the fishery could be. That's why he's using a method called radio telemetry to find out more.
We catch a fish without hurting it and implant a radio transmitter and then let the fish go. And then we fly aerial surveys. We get in an airplane and fly with antennas on it and identify where they are at different times.
Whitefish spawn during the first 2 weeks of October, and this is supposed to be Andy Greenblatt's third season flying with Randy Brown on this project.
But he always takes the end of September and the first part of October, and we go out radio tracking, so I always set aside that time for him and do not book other flights.
The two had scheduled up to $15,000 worth of flights this fall, but none have taken off. Greenblatt was able to pick up some extra work from the Department of Fish and Game to fill the hole in his schedule, but he spent most of his time doing other things.
I cleaned all the windows in the house the other day. I got to go clean my truck right now.
Randy Brown says he's also whittled down a long list of chores, but he can't stop thinking about the whitefish swimming up the Yukon River without him.
If we lose this season, which it appears that we will, then we would have to start all over again.
Brown's research took 3 years to develop. It's funded by the Fish and Wildlife Service's Office of Subsistence Management for $150,000. He says the loss of this year's field season could mean the loss of the project entirely.
But the likelihood, in my mind, that we would get another funding allocation to do it over seems reasonably small. I don't know.
Brown's isn't the only scientific research affected by the shutdown. The Alaska Volcano Observatory's monitoring efforts have been greatly limited, and many researchers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks were hoping to submit grant funding proposals to the National Science Foundation this month. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.